One is the voice of Jesus saying, daughter, you are healed. And the other is the voice of the servant saying, your daughter is dead. How many of you can relate to hearing two voices at the same time?
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. This is Joshua Hollick here in the studio with Pastor Mark Jobe of New Life Community Church. Welcome. Hey, Pastor Mark, thank you for this new series called Moved. And you're taking us to the book of Mark. You're showing us how Jesus himself was moved and how there was things that drove him and how those very same things can drive us when we meet him. And I love today's title. You called it Before Your Moment. And the change that can happen in the blink of an eye.
Absolutely, Joshua. So what moves the heart of Jesus should move our heart as well. This particular message is focused on the power of a decisive, radically life-altering moment. And I believe that, Josh. I believe that our life can change in a moment.
Yeah.
Now, there's build-up to that. And so sometimes we miss our moment. Sometimes some people here miss the moment of change because they're not ready for it. Have you ever missed a turnoff and you had to go miles out of your way? Josh, yeah. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, on the train.
On the train. You know, sometimes we miss our moment and it takes us a roundabout way. I don't want you to miss your moment. I think there's things that you can do in advance to be ready for that life-altering, destiny-changing moment. And this passage is about that.
Yeah, I love that, Pastor Mark. And I love that as we open the Word, there's this challenge to us about the importance of just today, what's happening right now today. And so, friends, as you listen, our prayer is that you would be inspired into your potential. If you want to hear more of these messages, please go to PastorMarkJobe.com, J-O-B-E, Mark Jobe, PastorMarkJobe.com. You can download the Straight Talk app for free and listen and share and grow. We're praying for you to do that today. This is Mark chapter 5, Before Your Moment.
We all encounter seasons in life that we have to prepare for. They're special moments. They're moments of divine intersection. When the common and the uncommon intersect together, they're the moments that are the before moments and the after moments. They are those times in life that we know that we talk about after they've happened because they've been so powerful, so impactful, that the course of our life is changed, that something has been altered in us, that something has really been changed. But we have to prepare for those moments. For some of you, that was your marriage or the birth of your first son or daughter. For some of you, you can think of a moment like that. And I believe that if we're not careful, we can miss those moments. And so today I believe that God is preparing some of you for a moment, for a divine moment. And I just want to make sure that you don't miss the moment because you're not prepared for it. That it passes you by and that you look back and you say, I wish I would have responded in the moment. I wasn't ready for the moment that came. As I mentioned to you, I just came back from New Zealand, and a beautiful country. We have a church in a town called Christchurch. But there's something weird about the New Zealanders. They drive on the wrong side of the street. And the steering wheel in the car is on the wrong side of the car. So I was daring enough. I had to get from one side of New Zealand to the other. And I rented a car. My wife said to me, I'm not sure I want to drive with you. I said, no, don't worry. I got this, babe. You know, when they say babe, that means they're trying to build confidence, but they really don't have that much confidence. And so, you know, I got in the car, and it's just weird because you are driving on the opposite side of the road. And I keep thinking, hey, why is traffic coming at me? I'm on the wrong side. And when you go in the roundabout, you don't turn right, you turn left. And for the turn signal is not on this side, it's on that side. So I kept turning on the windshield wipers. Every time I went to turn, the windshield wipers went on until I figured out, oh no, I got to turn on the other side. But there were a few moments, a few times, where I got a little confused when we went in the roundabout. I'm trying to follow the GPS, trying to stay on the right side of the road, where I missed my turn. Got distracted. A lot of things happening. Trying to stay on the right side of the road. My wife talking, the GPS going, the windshield wipers going back and forth. People look like they're coming from. And I missed my turn. And I'd had to go around and circle around because the moment that I needed to be ready, I wasn't ready. That's just a turn that took me maybe 20 minutes out of my way. But some of you, maybe missing a moment in your life that could take you years out of your way. A moment in your life that if you miss this turn, you could be wandering for a long time. And so I want to talk to you about how to prepare for the moment. And I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. We're in a series called Moved. And I've entitled this message, Before Your Moment. Mark chapter 5 tells us the story of a man whose name is Jairus. And Jairus was a religious man, a family man. He had a daughter that was 12 years old. And he found himself in a crisis. His daughter had become ill. Not just a slight little cough. This wasn't just a sneeze. It wasn't a slight headache. She had become ill to the point of death. I don't know if you've ever had a son or daughter that gets ill, gets sick, and you feel like it's serious. I mean, the panic of a parent, the just you want to take their place, you want it to be you. It's just something about a child that gets sick that makes you feel as a parent helpless. You want to save them, solve their problem. You want to fix them. You become desperate. And so this man, Jairus, he has a daughter that's ill, and he becomes panicked. He becomes desperate. And we pick up the story in verse 21 of Mark chapter 5. It says, when Jesus had again crossed over by the boat to the other side of the lake. Now, Jesus had just been in Gethsemane. There was a demon-possessed man that went around naked and lived in the cemetery. That's a horror flick. And scaring people, long hair, scratching, screaming. And Jesus had healed him, put some clothes on him, got him back to his sound mind. People were astonished at what Jesus was doing. The crowd was amazed that this man called Jesus had power to change people, heal people. He spoke in ways that people had never heard. He talked about love. He talked about God. And he demonstrated power in miraculous healing. He was like no other teacher they had ever known. And so the curious came. The seekers came. The lame came. The blind came. The disturbed came. The half crazy came. The desperate came. And so there was quite a crowd that followed Jesus. And the Bible says that Jesus had crossed over to the other side of the lake, but a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders by the name named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and he pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she may be healed and live." And so it says, and so Jesus went with him. I just want you to understand a little bit of who Jairus was. The Bible says that Jairus was, he was a ruler in the synagogue. The synagogue for the Jewish people was like churches for us. It was a place of worship, a place of prayer. The ruler of the synagogue was someone that would organize both the spiritual services and would sort of manage the building and the entire synagogue. A little bit like a modern day pastor would be, kind of like that. And so he was a religious man, a man that spent a lot of time in the synagogue. But he had a desperate need. And I want you to notice about this, that in his need he came to He came to Jesus, and he had to make a decision. And so if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. Before your moment, before that intersection of the divine, before God breaks through, before that moment where you see the hand of God in a powerful way, you will need to choose where you turn to for your breakthrough. See, there's choices that we have to make before the moment comes. Some of us are just waiting for the moment to happen, but no, there are choices we make before the moment comes. If we don't make those choices before the moment comes, then we'll miss the moment. My daughter's preparing for a wedding in September. She's a bit obsessed with it right now. The wedding dress, the flowers, the invitations, the day, the details. I could just go, yeah. Dad, what dress do you like? Honey, you look pretty in all of them. I mean, you look gorgeous to me in all of them. Yeah, you like that one? Yeah. I mean, but she wants the details, and her mother's in it just the same. And I'm just like, yeah, good. Okay. I know my part in it. Well, maybe I don't know my part, because I'm walking her down the aisle and I'm marrying her. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, walk her down the aisle, turn around and marry her. Try not to cry and be a mess and melt and blubber all over myself and try to get through it. But you know, you don't wait until the day before the wedding to choose the dress. You don't work on the details of the flower an hour before. Because if you do, you miss the moment. You have to make the choices before the moment. Hello? And so some of you right now are waiting for a moment to happen, and you say, when the moment happens, I'll make the choice. No, you need to choose today. You need to set yourself today for the moment that God's going to bring about. And so the first choice you make the choice that Jairus had to make. Jairus had to choose, where will I go? Who will I look to? And the Bible says that Jairus, he chose to go to Jesus. We have a lot of choices when divine moments come our way, when those special moments come our way. You can turn a lot of ways when there's a crisis or a big decision. You can turn to a lot of places. You can look at a lot of places. Jairus, in the moment of desperation, it says that he went to Jesus. I want you to notice that he did four things. He put himself in the presence of Jesus. He humbled himself sincerely before him. He requested earnestly to him. And he had confidence in the goodness and the power of Jesus to respond to him. I love the fact that he came to the presence of Jesus. You see, I believe before that moment, you need to choose, like, where are you going to? The fact that you're in a house of worship today is a good sign that you're turning to God. But just because you're in a house of worship doesn't really mean that you turn to Jesus in your time of need. Just because you're in a house of worship doesn't mean that you've chosen him. Doesn't mean that you're going to him.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Before Your Moment, which is from our brand new series called Moved. After this broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark with his message called Before Your Moment.
You know, you can be in a house of worship and be going to your boyfriend or be going to a lot of other choices before you go to Jesus. You could be going to a lot of places before you go to him. But Jairus chose, I'm going to go to Jesus. I'm going to get into his presence. You know, something powerful about the presence of Jesus. There's something that happens in the presence of Jesus. And the presence of Jesus is not just in the house of worship. I mean, Jesus, the Bible says that God is omnipresent, so he's present everywhere all the time. How many of you know you don't have to be in the house of God to experience the presence of God? Some of you guys are saying, amen, Pastor. So I tell my wife every Sunday when she says, get out of bed, we got to go to church. I say, you know, church is in my house, in my bed. I can experience God wherever. You got it. However, the Bible talks about a special presence when people gather together in his name. A manifest presence. And so getting people to the presence of Jesus is important. He went to the presence of Jesus. He humbled himself. He requested earnestly and confidently. He chose to go to Jesus for his breakthrough. Number two, before your moment, you will need to choose what voice you listen to. So the Bible says in verse 32, but Jesus kept looking. So Jesus says to Jairus, sure, I will go to your house to see your daughter. And Jairus and Jesus are walking together. If I was Jairus, I'd be grabbing Jesus a little bit by the coat and saying, hey, Jesus, come on, you know, hurry, you know, this is urgent, let's go. And it says that Jesus was on his way to the house of Jairus, and he was interrupted by someone else that had a need. A woman who had a blood hemorrhaging. And she reaches out and she touches the hem of the garment of Jesus. And Jesus feels power go out of him. And he turns around and he says, who touched me? Jairus is trying to move him along. Come on, Jesus, this way. And Jesus stops and says, who touched me? Does it feel sometimes like you're telling God, come on, God, this way, move along. It's really important. And it does it seem sometimes like God is taking his time? You see, the timing of God is not always your time. God is sovereign. That means that his clock does not go by your clock. God is omniscient. That means that he knows the future and he knows when the proper timing is. And some of us have this, we want to hurry God along. We want to say, come on, God, now is the moment. And God says, no, wait, I want to stop. And it seems like God, Jesus stopped when Jairus wanted him to go. Jesus paused when Jairus felt like it was a terrible time to pause. Jesus waited when Jairus felt like now's not the time to wait. And some of you may find yourself in that situation right now, feeling like, God, where are you? I mean, this is the time for a miracle right now. Come on, Jesus. And it seems like God isn't moving. Just because God isn't moving in your timing doesn't mean that God isn't moving. Hello, I'm talking to someone here today. Don't assume because God isn't operating in your time that God has abandoned, neglected, forgotten, walked away from your situation. It just means that God has a timing, and his timing is not always yours. And Jesus stopped. He looked around. He said, who touched me? If I was Jairus, I said, come on, doesn't matter who touched the hem of your garment. No, someone touched me. And then he sees the woman with shame, and he speaks to the woman. And she felt the power of God come out of her and heal her as she touched the hem of his garment. Boy, there's a whole nother message there. There are people that reach out in faith to Jesus. And you may not even know exactly how Jesus works, exactly what he does. But when you reach out in desperate faith to Jesus and touch the hem of his garment, believing that God works, then God works in miraculous ways. There's something powerful about faith. And so he touched the hem of his garment, and it says in verse 32, but Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, trembling with fear, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Jairus was frustrated that Jesus wasn't working as quickly as he expected him to work. He was frustrated that God, that Jesus wasn't going to his house when he wanted him to go to his house. But Jesus was on his way. He had a plan. He had a purpose. And I want you to notice this. While Jairus is frustrated looking at Jesus saying, come on, Jesus, there's little time. Jesus is speaking these words to the woman. He looks at the woman and he says to her, daughter, I love that phrase, daughter. Not just woman, not just ma'am, but daughter. He said, daughter, you are healed and your sins are forgiven. While Jesus is speaking that, notice what it says in verse 35. While Jesus was still speaking, what was he speaking? He was speaking words of healing and forgiveness. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. And while Jesus was saying, daughter, you are healed and your sins are forgiven, the men from Jairus' house were saying, your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? Ignoring him, what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just believe. Now, what struck me about this scripture is that there are two voices speaking at the same time. One is the voice of Jesus saying, daughter, you are healed. And the other is the voice of the servant saying, your daughter is dead. How many of you can relate to hearing two voices at the same time? You say, Pastor, I don't want to admit crazy, but... No, I'm not talking about crazy. I'm talking about listening to two narratives in your head at the same time. One narrative that says, you know, I can trust God. He's going to be there. And the other narrative that says it's not going to work out. You can't give up. There's no use. One voice that says, no, your life is worth living. You have a purpose and a destiny. Someone loves you. God hears you. He knows. There's hope. And another voice that says, you might as well end it all. There's no hope. There's no purpose. You're lonely. You'll always be. There's an emptiness about life. No one cares. What does it matter? One voice that says, no, wait. God has a purpose and a plan. He's got someone out there for you. Be faithful. Be pure. The other voice that says, you know what? Everybody else is doing it. Why are you going to wait? Really? You're going to wait and let life pass you by? One voice that says, trust him. He's worthy to be trusted. Obey him, even though it's hard to obey. It's a narrow path. It's difficult. And the other voice that says, why are you going to obey? You're going to cheat yourself out on life. Really? You're going to do that? How many of you know there's two voices always speaking to us? Two voices. Two voices. Continually speaking to our head. Two voices constantly talking to us. Two voices that are always doing it. Let me illustrate here for a second here. I'm going to get three volunteers from the first row. Hey, these three ladies right here. Come on. Oh, they're like, no, I don't want to go up. Yeah. Come on. I'm going to show you how it works. We're going to pick on the young one here in the middle. She's in the middle. She already stationed herself in the middle. So we have two moms, right? On the side. Yeah, two moms. Some of you moms can relate to this. And we have one college student in the middle. Teenager still or 20? 20, okay, almost. So I want you to turn around and just kind of whisper in her ear. Just you know, turn around, get really close. I want you to turn around on the other ear right here. Okay, so, and I want you to start whispering positive, what she can be, what she will be, and I want you just to be the devil's advocate, and you're going to whisper what she can't be, where she shouldn't go. Come on, just do it for a second. This is how life is. This is how life is. We have two voices. One that's telling us, nah, you can't. You're not going to. It's not going to work out. The other voice is telling us, no, you can. Hey, is it hard to listen to two voices at one time? It's very hard to listen to two voices at one time. And let me tell you, hold on a second. The only way you can listen to two voices at one time is to choose what voice you're going to listen to.
This concludes the first half of our message called Before Your Moment, which is from our brand new series called Moved with Pastor Mark. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page, where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Jobe. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.